He's a priest. Because I'm very open-minded, I speak out everything. So he says, I never have to go to confess anything to a priest because I tell everybody everything. So when we were little kids, we were last, I tell you, we were about 30 cousins. And we had our own game. You have your nursery rhymes, we had our rondas.
What are rondas?
Rondas, they're like your nursery rhymes, except that they're Mexican. And they're very beautiful. You dance them out. Like your nursery rhymes, you only recite them. Our rondas, you dance to them. Like London Bridge, that would be like a ronda.
Would you, do you teach your children a ronda?
They know every single ronda. My grandchild is a year old. We are teaching, yes, I'm a grandmother.
That's wonderful.
I do things quick.
Would you draw a picture of this house, a floor plan of this house?
Yes.
And tell me about the rooms in it?
Yes. But, like, your nursery rhymes are very beautiful, but like Georgie Porgy, about King George, I wouldn't want my grandchild to know the affairs of Georgie Porgy or his love life. Now, if you were to hear our Mexican rondas, you'd realize how beautiful they are and how each of them teaches you. My record player isn't working. I would play one for you. Because they're so very beautiful. And it's amazing that the men who wrote those rondas started writing them about 35 years ago. Recently he had a heart attack, and do you know that I couldn't do a thing around the house because I felt so saddened. And I never knew the man. I had seen his pictures, and I knew all of his music. But I felt the way you would when a relative is dying. That's how close I felt to the man through his music.
Now, a ronda, did you start about 35 years ago?
No, we've always had rondas. These particular ones, about this particular man, he started writing them about 35 years ago.
Do you know some old ones, some favorite ones?
Yes.
You sing them?
Yes.
I couldn't sing. I'd really like you to.
I'll play some of them. My grandchild, as I tell you, is a year old. On her first birthday, I went out and got her rondas, her Mexican rondas. I don't ever want any of my children to forget their Mexican heritage. I don't ever want them to be ashamed of being Mexican.
Is there anyone here that would want their children in Roma?
Who would want their children to know only English? Yes.
Why is that?
Could it be that in some way they're ashamed of being Mexicans? Or has it been that their upbringing has something they've been ashamed of? I don't know. I have children. My mother taught us how to respect being Mexicans and how to be proud of her heritage. Perhaps because we never had to go out and work in the fields, and we were never mistreated for being Mexicans. That's why I'm not ashamed of being one. Some of them were. At the time there was discrimination. Even some of her young ladies and young men who went to college were discriminated against it at Austin. As I tell you, I've never had that reason. Maybe that's why they're bitter. I don't know.
But that is common, do you say?
If I were to have my choice, as if I had been asked, would you like to be born Mexican, Italian, Anglo, German, I'd have said the way I am. I would have enjoyed being a Mexican-American. Because as I told you, I have combined what I like of the Anglos with what I like of the Mexicans. And we are we.
Well, now, when an Anglo comes into town or something, does he stand out? I mean, are the people usually blend in here after they've lived here?
We blend in, and the ones who do not blend in get out.
What is the Anglo population here?
I don't know. It's a very small percentage. Most of them live by the village, in Falcon Village. They're government people. They work for immigration, for customs.
So people not born here?
Yes.
You think any Anglos were born here?
Yes.